It's you. Finally. Oh, don't pretend you're surprised to see me. We keep running into one another after all. I think it's fate, personally. Do we really have to go through this again? We both know what the result will be. Fine. Yes. Holy water burns, Father. Satisfied? Or do we have to do the Latin as well? As you wish. How about the old saying on the walls of the seminary where you trained? She wouldn't know that, would she? Per mortem, vitam aeternam consequermur. Yes. Well, now that we've dotted our I's and crucified our T's, let's get to the fun part. I haven't damaged this shell yet. She's pretty, isn't she? Well, I wanted you to recognize her. Yes, that's right. She attends mass at your church, sits in the front pews, and wears the dresses with necklines that plunge to her belly button. Well, perhaps not quite that far, but you can't help but see all of that lovely pale cleavage every Sunday anyway, can you? Don't ignore me. That'll just make me angry. That'll have to hurt this lovely, innocent girl. Is that what you want? Good. Oh, it's fine. You can start your prayer if you want. I just want your attention. Vede retro satana indeed. I'd be happy if you got behind me, Father. You can listen while you chant your rote dogma, can't you? You know all of it by heart. Satan knows I've heard it all before. Fine. Well, she's not gone, you know. Yes. She's in here with me, the poor dear, in a tiny corner of her mind. I control what she sees and what she feels, but her thoughts are all her own. She doesn't know that you're here, but I made sure she felt that holy water with me. We've been talking, just us girls. Do you want to hear something funny? We share a common interest. You, Father? Oh, I'm not joking. She has all of these fantasies about you. They're fairly vanilla, but they're so detailed. For a while, I wondered if she'd seen your cock, but I think she's just looked at some porn. Yes, when she's in the confessional with you, all alone in the dark, she gets tingles. And by the end, she's a wet mess and has to go get herself off in the parking lot. No, not something you'd expect from a sweet little virgin like her, is it? Oh yes, she is most definitely a virgin. I was very careful when I curated her for our use. Oh, did I say our? I meant my. Oh, I know this part. I think it goes, I'm sorry, Daddy. I've been such a bad girl. Oh, I suppose it could have been forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It makes no difference to me. So, do you like this form with me in it? See, you say no, but your cock says yes. I can see it from here. It's about to burst right out. Let me help you. I'll just take off my clothes and... No, don't try to stop me. I'll just hurt her, like the last one. Right. You drove me out, but her face will never be the same, will it? So, I'll make you a deal. You know I can't lie. You just let me take off the rest of her clothes, and I won't do any physical harm to her. You can even restrain me afterward. I know you have leather straps in your box of goodies over there. They're right next to the communion wafers. Excellent. Besides, this is more for you than me. I know you've wondered what her breasts look like for ages. See? They're big, but only a little saggy. They're firm, but oh so soft. And such lovely curves and hips with a trim little bush. If you wanted to see her ass, you could always make me lie on my front before you strapped me down. Fine. I'll do it your way. I kind of love missionary anyway. Oh, that's right. Don't want those to be too loose, do you? I might get away. Yes, nice and tight. Oh, you've done this a lot, I can tell. Yes. Oh, well, here we are again. You with your crucifix and holy water and little book of magic spells or holy doctrine. Me and my gorgeous shell that's never known the touch of a man. Well, I do have one more teensy little offer to make. Oh, you don't want to hear it? Are you sure about that? Well, all right, but you might want to tell her parents about the boy in St. Louis. Oh, yes, you exercised him quite well. Drove me right out and on my way, leaving him unhurt. Except, well, we both know he's never leaving that asylum, don't we? If you decide to fight me, we both know you'll win. You're so big and strong, spiritually speaking, of course. But I could quite ruin her young life on my way out. No, I promise not to do her any physical harm. You must learn to pay attention to technicalities, priest. They are important in our line of work. Very well. If you agree to what I propose, I will abandon this voluptuous form and cause her no harm whatsoever. That's right. no harm. I can't lie to you, a true man of God. Well, it's simple. I want you to fuck me like this. Oh, yes, I'm quite serious. No, of course it would be consensual. I want it. I know you want it. And we both know that she wants it, even if she isn't exactly entirely present. See? All nice and above board. All you have to do is spread these lovely, soft, thick thighs and pull your cock out and let nature take its course. I'm not selfish either. I'll make sure that she feels every thrust inside her warm virgin body. She'll come with me, and you'll fill her with your lovely sticky seed. Oh, are you really worried about that? She's so innocent. If she gets pregnant, she'll probably think that God did it. Then, when I'm gone, I'm sure you could find new ways to comfort her in your rectory. Yes, that's it. Come to me, priest. Come enter your demon lover. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, you're big, and she's so tight, isn't she? Oh, that's it. Oh, start slow. Oh, you're such a gentleman, letting her get used to you. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, getting a bit rough, aren't we, Father? Fuck. Yes. Yes, punish me. Punish the little slut I'm riding to. Oh, she wants it. She wants you to hurt her. Oh, she's thought about all manner of sins. Oh, she even wants you to hit her. Do it. Do it, you fucking bastard. You know you want to. Just to shut up my whore mouth. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, give me more. Oh, give us more. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Faster, Father. Fuck the demon out of her. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yes. Now feel me clench around your cock as hot as hell. Oh, yes, feel the fire of hell within me. Oh, yes, yes, oh, fill me, fill the little whore. Yes, more, more, make the virgin come on your cock. Yes, yes, yes. Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, fuck! Oh! Oh! Well, I think we can both agree that that was divine. No, I'll be going now. I'm just luxuriating in the afterglow. Also, I'm giving you a chance to pull your pants back up so the poor ex-virgin doesn't know that her favorite priest fucked her hard while she was unaware. Sure, she'll be naked in a little sticky, but isn't that how a good party normally ends? No. I'm sure we'll see each other again, my love. That's what this is, you know? Love? Yes. And for my sake, you'll damn yourself with that lovely cock, and then we can truly be together. Until then, take care, Father.